This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Phone's ringing already.
Phones are going crazy.
Intel Scanner.
Another glorious Tuesday evening.
Another glorious year went by.
Expecting a magnificent year ahead of us.
Pretty good one behind us.
It was awesome. It was a great year. I mean, so much crazy stuff happened this past year that it makes me only just... I'm going to speculate as to what I think is coming up this year. That's the phones, huh?
Boy, so, we haven't really opened up for calls yet.
Well, hey, caller, you're on the air.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's your name, where you're from? What's on
just
your mind?
Call me Dick McFinkelstein from fucking Los Angeles.
Oh, you were the one texting me earlier.
Finkelstein, shit, kid. What's on your mind tonight?
What the flock is going on, boys?
Oh, man.
What are we talking about so far?
Oh, dude, we just got started. We haven't even talked about anything yet.
Well, we're doing predictions
really?
For 2015.
Yeah,
what do we think is going to be going down this next year?
I think that we are all going to be imprisoned. Every single fucking one of us. I think Montana might be one of the last places going down, though. But I think that either we're going to have to actually get up and show that we do stand when we pee, or we're all going to fucking sit down. And we're all going to be fucked. You know, I was just looking on Facebook, and apparently, you know that Richard Ramirez guy that got shot by the cops?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, unarmed, sitting in his car. He reached down, and shot him.
Unarmed, yeah. Well, they just leaked a bunch of personal shit of his, that his house was known as a drug house and so on and so forth. You know, and I got really fucking upset. What the fuck does it even matter? I don't give a shit if he just stuck a fucking needle in his neck. He was an unarmed civilian at that time and point.
Yeah.
They got shot. Not one time, but three fucking times, people.
Three times. How scared are these police?
And this cocksucking cop, he shot somebody a year and a half ago, too. And he got away with it.
Trigger happy bastard, ain't he?
He's over there just like, I kill people. It's pretty sweet.
Well, did you hear about the SWAT team guy that they barge into the house and he shoots the 7-year-old girl dead as they immediately go in and it's the wrong house?
Holy fuck.
Oh, this same SWAT officer, I was looking at it earlier, killed another child 2 years earlier in a fucking same raid, in a different type raid. Yeah, this guy is blowing fucking children away and he still has a job.
Now, this is what the fuck I want to know. How in the fuck did he ever get clearance to go into another house on a raid after he shot a small kid the first time?
That's what I want to know. Why aren't these pigs being held accountable?
Who the fuck is fucking up in this system? Why are they leaking douchers to the system?
They just can't. They're screening for them. That's who they try to hire. If you're too smart, if your IQ is too high.
People are pissed off about all the drugs in America. What about all the fucking cops that are a bit stupider to rock with us? Because we need to brainwash you, and we need to explain some things to you. Here's a gun. Here's a badge. Let me control you.
Yeah, they do that. Well, the training's coming down from the feds. They're getting federal militarized training for all local and state police. So, I mean, they're being told George Washington was a bad guy and that he would never be allowed in today's armed forces and things like that.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. He got me so much tried to say. I don't know what it is. Some Rena Joppy fucking bitch. Yeah, I'm exposing that bitch. Fuck her. talking about, well, you know, if he had a record, you want to be a criminal, you get treated like a criminal. I'm like, bitch, they did not fucking know who he was. They did not know who he was at that moment.
Not really. I mean,
they had no idea who the fuck he was.
Since when are cops judge, jury, and executioner now, anyways?
No.
What I happened mean, yeah. to due process? What it is, the cops work for the people. If there's laws set out yeah. that the cops have to go and get someone, bring them to the people, which is the court system and a jury trial,
exactly.
and having due process, not murdered in the street.
If
like
he just got done ass fucking a little boy in that car, goddammit. He was an unarmed man, and every man should see fucking court. You know, every man should be held accountable for his fucking actions done.
Absolutely
in a court
right.
of law. According to America. I mean, God damn it, what the fuck is going on?
It's how this shit was set up to be. so that people don't just get be shot in like dogs in the street just because someone suspects that they might be a criminal. Just because the cops are just way overreaching what they're meant to be. And they're being brainwashed to think that they're doing a service for somebody.
So is that your prediction for the year? You think it's just going to get crazier, or you think it's the cops are going to start lightening up?
It ain't going to get better, guys. I know that. It's going to have to get a lot fucking worse before it gets any better.
I agree.
What was it? I fucking... what was it? Somebody shot a fucking cop in New York City. Just blew his fucking brains away. And what was it? The
rapper...
That's
been happening.
The Game. Yeah. What is it? The rapper, The Game. He was like... Yeah, you know, he said some slick shit on Facebook or Twitter or whatever it was. Then like a million people... got pissed off. You know, I don't believe in fucking, you know, an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth, because if that was really the case, we would all be fucked.
Man, the whole world would go blind.
We would all go blind.
Right.
Yeah.
An eye for an eye, the whole world goes blind.
I do believe that if you fuck around long enough, we're going to push back, just like any and every single fucking country in the world has had to do.
Only we're armed.
North Korea. Except for North Korea, that's the only one. Those guys are just so used to being fucked in the ass that they just invite. They're just like, whatever. I'm never gonna get this dick out of my ass. Yeah, everybody else in the world.
Four generations later,
it's generational dick in the ass.
Yeah. But yeah, so the cops are just gonna keep getting worse and worse. I mean, I don't
like,
condone
these
guys going
have
around
been
and
fucking brainwashed to the point that they don't even see how.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I don't condone running around and fucking being scared of the police or anybody, as a matter of fucking fact. This is supposed to be a free country.
Right.
God damn it, we're all paying the tax.
Seems like the police are running around scared of us. That's why they're scared of the general public, being trained to be afraid. Like, you're out there, officer. Your life is in danger every moment. Someone could just come out of the shadows and end your life. What will your family do without you and blah, 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 and all this? And you know,
well, I tell you
you
what,
might not make it home on any given day. So I'm, that's what they're training
here, bro,
them.
Eventually, there's going to be a guy in front of a jury that shot a cop. And he's going to be like, I thought he was going to fucking kill me. I have a record. I'm sorry. And they're going to be like, bam, fucking life sentence. And you know what? That is going to be the very, very beginnings of the movement.
Well, there's...
God damn it, if I'm a fucking criminal, if I got a record, I don't give a fuck if it was 2 days ago or 10 years ago, and I got to worry about this cop shooting me because he thinks that I might be armed, why don't I fucking shoot him? At least I'll be able to fucking live.
I mean, I can't argue with that, really. I mean, we have the right to defend ourselves from the police.
Yeah, it is our fucking right to defend ourselves.
If a cop is doing something unlawful.
And foreign. Dude, they're always doing something unlawful anymore, man. I know it's getting to the point where that's all we're talking about, but bro, look around us. That's all that we really have to talk about. Because I'm tired about bitching how fucking bad the weather is. Fuck me. You know?
Damn right.
Fucking 2015 is the fucking beginnings of either a reckoning or the fucking apocalypse, boys.
Oh,
we have a visitor.
Doorbell. We have. I mean, if they let us, then police ourselves and stop. Police, I mean, so what happened in New York over the past couple of weeks is the police decided that they're not going to enforce any laws anymore, not going to pull over people and give parking tickets and only when they have to.
Really?
Yeah, so...
I was going to say, let's fucking move to New York.
Well, you know, arrests just went down like 66%. Crime rate dropped like a giant, like 97% crime is down. And all because they decided to protest and not do their job. But so also what really that has shown us is that we don't need all these police.
The cops aren't doing anything, but fucking what they're doing is they're fucking meaninglessly wasting their time generating revenue for a fucked up government. Because that's what 75% of the entire prison system is based on, generating revenue.
Oh, well, it's privately owned. Most prisons.
Well, yeah, but it's all to generate revenue, though.
Well, right. The entire justice
so
business.
You can get paid a nickel for what you should be paid $10 for.
It's like a new slave system. Yeah, slavery. Prison slavery.
Yeah, well, that's what it's dictated about. Even the most meaningless, stupid, like you take a left on a red light, like that's $50. You know what I'm saying? You get pulled over, that's $50. As silly as that seems,
there they are.
That shit adds the fuck up after 250 million motherfucking people.
Okay.
And that's where a lot of that shit is generated from. But if you guys would just chill the fuck out and let us do ourselves, the shitty people would end up getting weeded out anyways. Well, you know,
thing is,
it might take fucking 5 or 10 years. I still believe that the serious crimes should be prosecuted, you know?
Well, maybe a small investigative police force. Detectives, maybe, that, investigate things more. And not are just out there trying to, pull anybody over. And now I'm going to search your car because I can and see, oh, look, I found a roach. Yeah. Oh, look, I found a pot seed or a fucking pill that somebody dropped.
God.
Oh, my God.
Fucking $5
forbid.
Worth of marijuana.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
$1,700 fine.
Not a crime either. But, yeah, that's
Jesus,
no one. Christ. That's not what police are supposed to be for anyways, is doing shit like that. Police are supposed to be keeping the weak safe from maybe predatory weirdos or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
shit like
all they're
that.
Really doing is just proving to us that we are the weak and we are not safe. They are the ones preying on us.
Well, they're a giant
gang.
They're
the fucking eagle and we are the fucking the mouse.
Yeah, they're a huge gang of thugs that have legal authority to harass and
fuck
everybody
take
over they
money.
Want.
Yeah, oh, no, take your money to shoot you? They have the technology, the Stingray technology, to just take all the information off your cell phone, look through it all. They take it off in huge, like, 10-city block swaths, everybody's cell phone. So, and that's just local police.
And that's awesome.
Jesus Christ. I'm changing my phone number. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
what's going on with everybody else? You guys want to keep on this one, or you want to stick with something else?
Gonna move to Belize is what I want
to
do.
Yeah, move to Belize.
Move to Belize.
Yeah.
Speak English.
Yeah. Do you know what's his name? That famous rapper that was with Puff Daddy.
Oh.
He's actually from Belize. Shine.
Sean John.
Shine. Yeah. His father is actually the prime minister for Belize. Or Bolivia, or some shit like that.
Oh, really?
From what I understand, yeah. And as soon as his sentence was over in that New York correctional facility, they, what was it? Deported his ass.
Huh.
No shit.
Crazy,
well,
right?
Interesting fucking...
Well, that's what happens when you're not born here, I guess.
I might be incorrect. I know he was
deported
definitely
him. I mean, they let a million Mexicans in, but they deport this guy.
Who's got money?
Who's got money?
He can
pay
some taxes.
Contributing to the economy and stuff.
He was just too much of an influence. Huh. He was a dumb little Negro when he got in all that shit with fucking Pump Daddy, but after a decade in fucking New York prison, I'm sure he fucking realized that, just being a mere gangbanger is just fucking retarded. And if he's got political backing like that shit, I'm sure you fucking caught a little bit of knowledge in there, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's hard not to.
They don't want smart motherfuckers with money that don't like the government anywhere around us.
Nope, they
I'm
sure
surprised
don't.
Alex Jones ain't fucking doing his thing from somewhere else in the fucking world.
He's mentioned wanting to do that or whatever. Alex Jones, they let Alex Jones do that because he fucking gets they feed him intel from the FBI and the CIA, and they keep him just so they can use him as a, oh yeah, here, let's tell him this. It's a, there's something going on here, you know. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't
half
know.
The stuff.
I'm pretty sure those motherfuckers don't like him.
I go back and forth about Alex Jones.
I love Alex Jones, actually. I listen to him every fucking day.
You know, some of his apocalyptic theories are just downright fucking scary.
He's right about so much shit, though.
Dude, honestly, if I got really baked and I listened to Alex Jones, like, I'd probably just get really scared.
He's a scary fucker. Always, oh my God, it's the end. Yeah. And they're sucking the souls out of everyone. And 50 million black children are aborted every year. And
yeah, that shit fucking scares the fuck out of
me. And they've got autonomous drones they're sending in. Matter of fact, actually, I'm going to say prediction for this coming up year. It's not, you know, it's not more of, so much of a prediction, but I think it's going to catch on really big as these autonomous driving cars, driverless cars, so that, driverless cars. You can get drunk while you're driving now, apparently, maybe. If
that's the case, then what would be the point of police pulling us over then?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to catch on.
I don't think it's going to catch on because I think that the police need to pull us over so they can get that fucking free money.
Yeah, that's, I mean, what they'll do then is, I don't know what they'll do. They're going to be phasing out, I guess, a lot of that pulling people over once it's like that.
With the technology of the self-driving cars, they'll have technology in it to, like, check if you're, you know, if there's drugs in the car. There'll be microphones to listen to what you're saying. And
so basically, we get the luxury of getting fucked up in our car, but we can't really say anything incriminating.
Right.
I think I'm just going to stick with my fucking 1970s piece of shit cars. Even if they only get 3 miles to the gallon, at least I'll know that I'm fucking being able to say what the fuck I want in it.
All that weird black box Big Brother technology, yeah, that's all coming with the driverless cars.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. In the world, is everyone like us actually have something cool without figuring out how to cover their ass first?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they give us cell phones, even the smartphones with all the internet and everything you want on it, and cameras and GPS. And we don't really think that they use all that shit against us, and they can backdoor go in and take pictures of you or wherever you're at right from your phone, right from the camera on your phone. Know right where you're at.
GPS track it.
Yeah. Yay, good for them. They gave us all a camera to carry around.
And they get camera, to watch. Camera, GPS, video recorder, two-way microphone thing. Yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And did everybody check out that Facebook thing? How they're saying it's a hoax and all that shit. What is it? I do not release the right for Facebook. What do we feel about this?
Been doing that for years.
Oh, that has no legal basis. You agree?
I'm stuck believing that.
What happened?
It doesn't matter what the fuck I say on a piece of paper. They're gonna do what the fuck they want to do. And if they want to try and figure it out, they'll figure out some sort of loophole to fuck you.
Yeah, when you sign up for Facebook, you already agree to their terms of service, so it doesn't matter what you post.
Oh yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, it's all property of.
Yeah.
Of them, for sure. And they'll win.
Yeah, well, they don't have to sell it. I'm sure they'll just give the shit away for free.
So who are we going to go to war with this year? We go to war with somebody all the time, so who's going to be
Russia.
The new one?
You think Russia's looking?
Really? That's what I mean. I don't.
We're going to go. Yeah, we're going to go to war that, with each other this year, boys.
With
we're
Russia.
Gonna go to war
that
with
was
each
that
other.
Was the top of my list says so, war with Russia.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, see, so
I think the caller's got a good point. Civil war.
Oh,
I think that'd be cool.
That's what the government. That's what the government wants.
That's what they really do want.
That's what they're pushing for. Ultimately,
it'll create.
I honestly think that we're going to go to war within ourselves.
Be a
financial
tough war.
Backing. No, we're going to lose until we figure out how to actually do it. The problem is that the fucking CIA, the FBI, and all those fucking government cocksmokers, if there was anybody trying to revolt or rebel against they shut that shit down before it, you know, three or four people strong.
Oh, yeah, they infiltrate it with this, one of their guys. And
like, you would have to really, really think the shit through if you planned on doing some creative shit like that. Because it seems like they got all their fucking, all their bases covered, you know?
More than we even know.
So much surveillance.
Unless you just give the fuck up and move away. And be like, nah, fuck it. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Just move to South America. That's somewhere.
Why this can't be a violent revolution, a blood revolution. This has to be a renaissance.
Because it'll be so bloody.
I'm not even talking about us being violent. They're the ones that are fucking violent. Bro.
No, we're just speaking hypothetically.
That's for sure.
I'm saying that even if we show the inclination of revolting or rebelling against them and their bullshit, whether there's violence involved or not, they will come in. They will storm our places. They will put us on the ground with firearms and shoot us, clearly, in our fucking head if we move.
Understand this.
It doesn't matter whether we want it to be violent or not. The thought of it...
Oh, there he goes. Oh. So,
could fucking put any one of us, you know, in the... I mean, the only way that I see it being fucking... Man... Fucking some deep shit. Losing train of thought here.
It is.
I don't even know if a civil war can be won on the other side, because these guys are such fucking powers.
If it really went down to it, there's so many civilians that are armed, the police and the military combined would not be able to do it.
It'll be really.
It would be really bloody. It would be really horrible. Really
nasty,
but
horrible.
They still would. By the time they'd realize, man, we're all Americans. Why are we fighting each other? It's too late, and now we're trying. Now everybody's starving and needs to go into the camps because at least the government has food stored up and water.
Cut off the supply of money and food that they control, and we all fucking die anyways.
I have confidence in the American people.
So do I, buddy. So do I. Well, you know, I mean, so if everybody gets together and does this without, you know, what we really need to see is an awakening. Among the police, among the military, among these guys that are doing this stuff, that to realize that they're not really serving anybody. They're not being the good guy here. And I think a lot of them have
they're
the intentions.
That's what you got to tell them.
Of being the good guy. And only...
They're serving evil, man.
But yes, they're serving horrible,
no more
oppressive...
evil than hurting people.
Draconian system.
We're not free anymore. This is a tyranny now. This is not a democracy.
We serve God, G-O-D, gold, oil, drugs.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all about G-O-D.
That's a good one.
Wow. Holy fuck.
That's a pretty good one there.
Yeah, I read that on
that
a meme.
That is the gangster shit I've ever heard.
I saw that on a meme on Facebook. Yes.
Gold, oil,
wow,
drugs.
Man.
Gold, oil, drugs.
Holy fuck. Man.
Oh, yeah, it's an acronym that'll stick with you forever.
That blew me away. I'm going to be thinking about that the rest of the night. Gold, oil, drugs. Holy fucking Christ.
What else is there? Not much.
Nothing. It all revolves around it. Some way or another.
So, I think we're going to see nearly most of the Pacific Ocean dead this coming up here. From Fukushima.
You think?
Really?
Yeah.
Why is this?
Because Fukushima keeps leaking radioactivity into the ocean. Like lots of it, like a lot.
That was never in California anyway.
So, I mean, pretty much all the fish, all the life in the ocean, in the Pacific, it's going drastically be reduced.
I'm going to have to let you guys go. I love you all.
Love you, brother.
Montana rodeos are shit. Stay in touch.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. If I get a chance, I'll call back later.
Right on.
I gotta eat dinner with these turds. Love all. Fuck the police.
Love you, brother. Fuck the popo.
Bye.
Late. Well, that was a great caller. All right, that was really loud.
Now that's
how
you get
lot
the fucking
of good
show started, right
there. A lot
there.
Of good points.
Yes, thank
up.
You for the call in. That was
thank
great.
You.
Brings up a lot of good points.
Yes.
Wow. So the police state. Going to start falling into more military dictatorship this year?
Oh, yeah.
That's what...
Like a markedly noticeable amount, a lot.
I believe so. And it's frightening because the United States has brought nothing but police state and military dictatorships to all sorts of corners of the world for the last 6-7 decades, very strongly. From
Well done.
Yeah. From Chile to the Philippines to Eastern Europe to all over here and there. And it's only a matter of time before it comes back here. And I think we are going to start seeing the circle of life kick into effect here. And it is going to all start coming home.
When you spread that type of dystopia around the world, it's only bound to come home.
It's only a matter of time.
It's going to come home to roost. It's like building a hammer and you're bound to pound a nail in with it, you know? So, I mean, what it is it's... The police are being trained by the feds, and
that it's a war.
That yeah, and
why do you think they're killing everybody?
The public is the enemy.
They're being told it's a war. It's time. We're the ones that are fucking behind. It's the people that are two steps behind this. They're already at war. It's us that's going to catch up at some point because this isn't going to stop. They're being told every shift before shift, it is war out there, and fucking let's do this. Fact? I mean, that's.
Yeah.
They're already out. I mean, it's already on.
Well, here's this. LA police are getting tasers that activate body cameras when they use them. That's a nifty idea.
Whoop-de-fucking-do. What is all this camera hoopla on the fucking police? They still kill people. I got all sorts of tape. We can go on YouTube right now, and I'll show you video after video of the cops that got off of it. Video after video of murder after murder. Beat them, shoot them, tase them, kill them, kick them, dead. And none of these cops got anything.
Nothing.
So what the fuck do these cameras matter?
They don't.
So they can get YouTube videos so they can make some extra money on their YouTube fucking account?
Is that what winds up happening like that?
So then it's going to even increase them. Wow. Yeah, that's what needs to start happening.
That's what needs to start happening is...
Some cops need to start getting like ultra violent with the fucking body cameras.
Yeah, they need to start recording
and get it on YouTube. Get a badass fucking super tough guy cop channel.
Cops gone wild.
Just fucking ripping the shirts off fucking chicks. Fucking.
There's it's already
time for a cavity search, son.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh boy, that'd be a good time. Last Days of the Proletariat. Read it soon. You'll get it.
Thank you. Yes. That's at puppetmasterpublishing.com.
Producer is on fire this evening.
So are we going to see some crazy weather this coming up year?
Yeah, so predictions. Predictions, weather predictions. Good one.
I think we're due for another gigantic tornado hitting a trailer park or something.
Or another, like...
Giant. Or downtown Billings again?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Weather is getting crazy, and it's...
Maybe some flooding. There should probably be some definite flooding going on.
Isn't there always flooding?
Isn't it almost time for music? What you got, some music lined up?
Yeah, we got some local hits coming right up.
And we'll have also... Alien in contacts, earthquakes, volcanoes.
ISIS taking over Saudi Arabia.
Thunder and lightning.
Oh, yeah.
CIA Mossad, false flag attacks.
Giant comets almost
crashing into the ocean.
Crashing into the ocean.
Break the mantle open.
I think there's going to be a sex tape drop too.
The Vladimir Putin Obama sex tape. We've hinted on it.
We'll have all of this and more coming up in the second.
Intel scanner.
Second.
Predictions. 2015.
Segment, yes.
Yeah. Prodigal. You will never get rid of me, I'm always coming back. And I'm getting better than ever, and everyone loving that. I pick a villain to end of my center pack in oblivion. I'm ripping fast if it gets blast past a million. I'll forever be rapping, the flow is everlasting. The inevitable success of a legend about to happen. The imminent event of a lyrical disaster. When I put the pen to a pad, make a spiritual master. Pieces, reaching to the stars, while you preaching to the choir. While you people always leeching on my arm. When I talk about my past, get the hell out of my face. Focus to coming up, I ain't falling out of my place. I'm about to make a mark in the rap game. Y'all too slow, man, I started in the fast lane. Made a crew with the homies, I'm poetic. We pay dues, so you know we're gonna get it, yeah.
Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things a week will be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting.
This pen and this pattern making my fingers bleed. I'm writing about the pain and what I've been dreaming to be. I'm not pretending, I'm intending to resurrect your perfection. I'm measuring a lesson that's directing me in the present. I work day and night till the sun down. And I will fight to the end till I'm gunned down. Head up in the clouds like a flag in a god. I'm making the one against me, I'm defying the gods. Money never motivated, I wanna be known as the greatest. Too busy being loved, I don't even notice the haters. Dropping singles and now they uploaded the bases. I'm about to smash this motherfucker over Uranus. Prodigal on top of it, ain't nobody stopping him. Music is my baby and you know that I'll be rocking it. Forget about counting money, baby I'm counting stars. Forget about planet. Or baby, I'm bouncing to Mars. You would think we live in the prison cause I'm battle for bars. Setting fire, somebody sounding alarm. The unforgettable was generating a revenue. The greatest terrible is to never fading incredibles. Poetic is elevating the level to the pinnacle of anything we could ever endeavor. We'll never settle, the better only ahead of us. You shit bricks, the way we giving you enemas. And the people who love us, you know we love you. Changing the world is something that we must do. Got my city sacred prodigal, we trust you. We the game changers, the clutch few. And I'm here to present the better rebellers. If you know somebody better than family, you should tell us. I developed one hell of a mental weapon that I use. Used to exceed every level pretended. I've never driven to Mars, but I've driven to Saturn, counting constellations. You could say that I live in a pattern. I wake up and breathe greatness. I didn't get in the game to make a million. It was never to be famous. So we praying with heads down and hands closed, that we never forget about how a man grows. So with everything in me, I'm gonna fight hard till I make a place in the heavens to place my star.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting.
Reach for the sky while I'm standing here until I'm up so high, no landing gear. I can't imagine or fathom what would ever happen if I end up crashing. The lack in passion, I'm attacking Saturn in my rocket ship. No sarcasm, won't stop for shit. On a mission to the moon, so don't get in my way. Take a listen to your boys, we got a lot to say. Unforgettables, we take it to the level of incredible. Inevitable that we on the top, not preventable. We keep it real like a churchgoer. And we ain't gonna stop till everybody on this earth know us. Let me see you put your hands up high if you wanna come and kick it with some stand-up guys. Everybody going crazy when our name gets announced. You hear that beat drop, everybody bounce, bounce, bounce. Let me see you bounce, jump to the stars, make them easier to count. To get where I'm at, you gon' need a blowing ounce. But when it's all gone, you'll be back on the ground. Take a look, see me shrink in the distance. Think upon me when you're in need of some wishes. My team's up, ain't no way that you can get us. You know what they say, might as well join with us. Chase dreams like I'm sleeping in my track shoes. Wanna hear screams from the people in the back too. Ask who, you already know it's that dude. Sticks when I rip it like I'm spitting out tattoos. In debt to this game, fame past due. Never catching up, my whole team wearing flash shoes. Split it right in half down the middle like a cashew. Add it up, man, I'll even do the math too. Right now, we're in need of some hand claps. We on the green while they screaming in the sand traps. Spit raps like a lung full of anthrax. And they can't breathe, everybody better stand back. While we all lose sleep on this rap shit. Daydreaming about dreaming on a mattress. No bricks, so we beam until we crash it. We can't stop, man, it's just a fucking habit.
2015 predictions. What do we have in store for the listeners tonight? What do you think about ISIS?
She was a beautiful goddess of Egypt.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be recognized by the UN.
As a legitimate state? Yep. The Islamic State is going to be, there we are. That's a good prediction right there. ISIS will be recognized by the UN as a legitimate state.
As will Palestine.
Yes. I'm betting on those two. So they'll have to have their own currencies and their own militaries. And
that's what they...
Everything that goes along with being your own state. So that should be fun to see them put that together. Right?
Where are they going to be a state at again?
They have northern Iraq, southern Syria.
Yeah.
Oh.
ISIS. They're going to have a permit. They're going to be recognized by the UN.
Well, that'll be crazy.
Yeah.
I heard on the news, I was watching on TV, that fucking boob tube, and fucking ISIS was going to be releasing a currency soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Neat. Well, they're pretty well organized then, those ISIS folks.
Yeah, I think this has been in the works for a while. Some are saying that, who is it? ISIS is teaming up with somebody to take out Assad or some shit. I don't know. There's a whole
bunch of just bullshit mercenaries.
Saudis, I think I saw that too with the Saudis.
Yeah, for some odd reason, I know more about Middle Eastern politics in my own country. It's fucking weird what's on the news anymore.
Well, yeah, you got to have a broad view. You got to. You know more about international.
Gold, oil, and drugs.
So, yeah. Gold, oil, drugs.
Gotta love it. Gotta.
Gold, oil, drugs. So is ISIS just a CIA creation? I mean, it's that same mercenary terrorist force that they've used over there, right, for a long time? Well, we're talking Lebanon and...
Well, I think we all became pretty pacified by Al-Qaeda, you know.
Al-Qaeda was...
That's what I mean, the same thing. It's that same group of people. Just
We needed a new one.
You know? I just fundamentally disagree.
Well, so they changed the name from Al-Qaeda to ISIS. What in the hell was the point of that anyways?
Put them under a different... Because they want to try to give these people legitimacy. They got to give people a reason to fight. You know what I mean? If you want to control both sides of a war, and you got to create, you already got the one side. You already have, like, you know, the U.S. imperialist side, and you got to create this enemy. You got to give people something they want to fight about. I mean, there's idiots from America. These spoiled white kids. Have you seen this? Several of them doing videos and stuff for recruitment, going over there and blowing themselves up. Idiots speaking there, like talking like they're from California. Hey, man, over here. I don't know if it's real or psyop. What the hell's going on? But you got to give people a reason to. I mean, what's even romantic about the Islam religion? Like, I saw this meme and it was all, I'm going to join Islam. Oh, no, wait. I think I'll hang out in America and do drugs and have sex and listen to fucking rock and roll. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was funny. And it's, I don't know. You got to give people a reason. So they got to put them under this Islamic State. Here we go, bud. We're going to. Most of these idiots don't even know what they're fighting with. They are so stupid in the Middle East. They're so uneducated that everything revolves around this ridiculous religion, right?
Oh, yeah. Swing. The religion of the indoctrination of the state.
Of the God of Abraham.
Well, I mean, you know, the... Arab nations, in a sense, you know, as a whole, I don't know how many years ago, but I think they're on their third golden age, in a sense.
Third golden age.
Yeah, to where they've acquired a lot of knowledge. Like, they, you know, that's where our numbers come from. Yeah, that's where our early math comes from. All this stuff that Newton claims and all that shit. It was discovered over in Persia hundreds of years before that.
Yeah, it's almost like we want to just take over that land.
I don't know why.
It's just old Roman Empire. But it's just the old Roman Empire coming together, Fourth Reich stuff, you know.
No big deal.
I think our whole view of the Arab world is a little off, just because we're only getting what we get from fucking TV and shit versus what really goes on over there.
People in power just see that whole part of the world as just old Roman colonies coming back to season.
You just beat it to death.
I'm gonna beat Barack Obama. Fucking shut up, Barack. I don't need your fucking mouth anymore.
You still got him in a corner?
Yeah, okay. Barack Obama in the house tonight. We're glad to have you here. All the way in from who knows where. What is he, Hawaii? Isn't that where he's hanging out?
Can you? Or
gold oil drugs. So are we looking at any false flags this year? You think another Boston bombing, another Batman shooting or something?
Yeah, there's
what could be big? I was thinking like a football game. I'm like Super Bowl.
It would have to be something so horrible.
It would have to be something big, because
they'd have to really do it, too.
Some 9/11 shit. Yeah. Some 9/11 part two.
What?
Or some like final 9/11
me, man.
Do you 9/11?
Do you even 9/11?
Dude, shut your 9/11. I fucking
go fucking 9/11 yourself.
Yeah, go 9/11 yourself in your 9/11.
So, is there a plot being hatched to assassinate the president? We keep saying that maybe we think he's going to get assassinated.
Yeah, we predicted that. But no,
I expect. So not yet. I expected it after Nancy Pelosi got, or after the power shifted in the Senate or something, because if he had gotten shot while Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House, then she would have became Vice President. But it's, you know, it kind of stands to reason, you know. I mean, apparently there isn't any serious full-on white supremacist, you know, diehard guys out there, because I don't know. I mean, I figured you would have heard about at least a couple attempts or something.
Pretty scared. Can you imagine fucking Joe Biden as president?
No. Oh,
fuck. President fucking Biden. What a joke.
Ooh.
What a fucking joke that would be. He is such a blowhard.
God, we would have been a fourth world country overnight.
He'd be showing up just with a stupid smiley face. Okay, hey, buds, what's up? I'm the president. See, it says it on this name tag. President. I'm Joe Biden. President.
President. Mr. President.
President.
What's the first thing you're going to do as president, Mr. Biden?
The president.
President.
President Biden, president Joe. Biden.
I'm going to change my name to president.
Yeah, no shit. Legally, president, always. You can just see him smiling with his fucking stupid hair.
Like Prince, but president. For life.
Why are all these politicians just like, you can just tell they're not decision makers. They're just yes men. They're just
yeah.
Hey, oh sure, you want me to sign this? Sure, I'll sign this. I don't care.
I'll have to
deal
with my team of advisors, and you know, it's always that bullshit, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the papers didn't like Eric Holder's shit on the Fast and Furious. Oh well, you know, the papers didn't really like it was a secretary's fault that they got lost in the
Yeah.
Oh, right. Cool. Gotcha. So, moving on.
Yeah.
Next. Frightening. So, anything, well, let's talk about false flag before anything we talk about, like, anything real going to come up. I don't know, another, like, Boston bombing, Super Bowl would be big. It would have to be, like, something.
Yeah, I think there's only, like, just, like, annual sporting events throughout the year. I mean, there's no Olympics or anything like that going on.
That's what Bane would do. Bane would blow up the fucking Super Bowl.
What would Bane do?
What would Bane do? We need to start having a section of this show. What would Bane do today?
He would create an earthquake in Texas.
Split it in two.
No, right, yeah. There's four earthquakes in the past 4 hours in Texas just now.
From fracking?
Just coming in. Just in.
Yeah, fracking's really smart, too. Oh, that's a good prediction. Is the truth finally going to be revealed about the water in California being completely poisoned from fracking, or is that going to be on the wraps for another year?
Will it be revealed?
They ain't going to talk shit about the fucking water in California. People are too fucking... They're in a major drought, and so they're not going to say don't drink the water. I don't know.
Don't drink the water. Like, don't bathe in it, don't drink it. Oh, no, they put out warnings to not drink the water there.
They put out warnings every other week in Michigan to not drink the water or boil the water before you drink it and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Dow Chemical is in Canada right across the...
Oh, so they can just dump whatever, huh?
They have different regulations, and they dump all kinds of shit in there, yeah.
Yeah.
They even call it Chemical Valley.
Fucking Canucks.
Highest cancer rate in the nation.
Ooh. I want to move there.
Sounds good. Probably cheap property.
A lot of estate sales.
It's, yeah, pretty, yeah. If, yeah.
Being, wait, does this have cancer on it? I mean, can I get half off?
I see that you put this box that used to be your medicine cabinet out by the curb, and that's just giving us away. I can take that, right? Yeah. It's got everything in it that I like. And I just like that sound even too.
You know what else we didn't really get to talk about was war with Russia.
See, yeah, that might.
Here they come.
Get those Ruskies.
Get the Ruskies.
For the motherland.
Whose motherland, comrade?
So it brings up a good question. Do we really think that we're enemies with Russia, or our governments just talking with each other like we need to just set up a war? We can fucking build up some technology.
Yeah, I don't think we're
kill off some peasants.
There's, love Russian ladies.
They'll use the Ukraine as a buffer zone.
Yeah, and just have a big like proxy war, like, yes. Vietnam.
Yep.
And just keep shooting in people from both sides, whatever. Arming whatever locals are still alive after fucking wave and waves of terror. It'll be like Vietnam is what it's going to become. And the bankers and everybody will talk. It'll be like when Stalin and fucking Churchill were hanging out and fucking Eisenhower, blah, blah, blah. We all know the story. Hanging out, smoking cigars and shit. Like, whatever. It's no big deal, bud.
Yep, that's about to happen. So,
yeah.
Anyone want to join the military?
And, that's what
and
that's.
Go to Russia and fight over there?
That's
in the Ukraine?
Siberia and shit.
Man. What in the fuck? I don't want to go there. I bet you. So what if they start a draft? Ooh, how about that?
I agree with the draft.
Yeah.
Selective service. You had to sign up for 8 when you turned 18.
I agree with the draft because then everybody had to sign up.
I've been seeing more and more
because it wasn't just the poor people. It wasn't just people that wanted to murder. It wasn't just poor people. You know, it wasn't just psycho. It was everybody had to go. You got a little bit of everybody when there was a draft. I agree with the draft. If there was a draft, I could go do 2 years. Something. Cook food.
Yeah.
Eat your slop, young boys. go be bullet fucking catchers. I'll be doing something stupid.
I'm too old. They won't take me.
Oh, no. You could do something. You could fold laundry. Parachutes.
I could.
Parachute packer.
I mean, but, really? I mean, what? Someone going to hold a gun to my head and make
no,
me
I
pack
agree
parachutes?
With the draft. That's a good thing to talk about. I think there should be like a 2-year draft when you turn 18. Every other fucking government does a draft.
I just fundamentally disagree.
Well.
Barack, yes, you would.
Well, because no, they gotta wean out the different kinds of minds. Some people just are not made for the military. For the longest time, they didn't want gay men and chicks in there. You know.
No, they never cared about that. They just didn't want you fucking talking about it and being fucking flamboyant and everything.
Yeah,
come on, man, it's fucking the Navy. There's always been gay men on fucking.
Yeah,
that's always been a fucking joke.
No, I mean, you're locked down in this small little tube for 9 fucking months in the bottom of the fucking ocean. I mean, it's like doing fucking prison time, only you gotta work every day. You got water dripping over you, your muscles are...
It was... Oh, shit. Fuck.
But... Yeah, I definitely see... A false flag operation resulting in a
something
war
in the Ukraine.
Resulting in a war with us going to Russia, like
not even well, not into Russia, like not their sovereign territory, but a by proxy through the Ukraine, and just completely decimate the Ukraine all over again, all over again, just decimate that fucking
So we can go in there and use our bombs to blow the shit up, and then our foreign aid will go in there and rebuild the whole place, and Russia won't have to pay a dime, and then they'll go in there and take. The fucking place anyways. That's what's going to happen. That's like a 75-year plan.
Wow.
They got that shit worked out.
Just keep arming locals. There's big oil fields there. Of course. Yeah. I mean, that shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody.
There's going to be a war there? Well, I mean.
I mean, that's the same.
Weird. So I wish they would just stop all this war stuff. That would be great.
It's getting insane. Like, the war, it just doesn't, it never, it's where is it going to end? I mean, it's not even plateauing.
Well, it's going to end with the war at home. I think that's where that's going. They're going to try and send a bunch of people away to fucking Ukraine to fight some dumbass war, and people are going to be like, that sucks. The police at the same time are going to be like, well, not only does that suck, but you just skipped out on the fucking draft.
But now you have to fucking fight us.
Now you're, yeah. So, unless there's a huge awakening within the police and military, understanding that you're being used, you're just a tool, a delivery boy for the fucking, for a laundromat, you know? So, I mean, the teeth and claws of an ugly beast of an organization. Yeah, but the police are where the rubber meets the road for all of these stupid bureaucratic policies and rules that aren't even laws half the time. I mean, codes and municipal fucking ordinances and dumbass shit that they're going to attack. Every small business with stupid taxes, every home with garbage taxes and fines for putting the wrong shit in the wrong can and just dumb shit like that. If your grass is too long, they're going to see a huge influx of that type of policing too.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Well,
that's something like...
You've got nothing to hide.
Like with the snow out on the streets, to tie into that, lots of people haven't shoveled their snow that's out on the streets, and it's actually a city ordinance to where you have to shovel your snow, and they could come around and ticket you and ticket everybody, and that would be a big boost. And I think you get like two warnings, and then they'll just come do it and bill you for it.
Same with cutting your grass.
Same with grass.
If it gets too long, they'll do the same deal.
It'll become like, you know, housing patrol.
Yeah. Well, you're right.
If you do it in the bigger cities.
Yeah, and there's going to be a huge uptick in that type of policing.
In that type of statism.
Yes.
Get ready,
it's
people.
All coming in. If you have your kid has a lemonade stand, here they come.
Right now!
Put away the lemonade, little kid.
And the know?
Well, no, you'll have a representative from your local town that will come in once a week and check on your kids and make sure that they're being fed right and have a little quiet time with them to, you know, ensure they're not being abused and... They're, you know, they're
no guns in the house.
Yeah, you know, they got the right mindset on shit. Does daddy ever scream at the TV when the president's on? You know, that kind of shit. You know,
I can call names.
A bungles. Just a really good speech reader. That's all he is. But wow, they're already implementing stuff like that in Europe, where in Scotland, I do believe, you got that they have all these government workers that, whenever with each child that's born, gets assigned a worker.
What?
Yes, and so they'll come into the house and.
That's disgusting.
Well, it's like even when you're in school, whatever, you know, current administration's in office. You know, that's what your books kind of cover. You know, you get the new books every couple years, every time a president changes terms, so that way they can rewrite shit a little bit, adjust policies.
Understand this.
It's policy. It's all about the policy. It's all about writing history, and it's a tech. It's really about. I mean, that's one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto was to control the public schooling.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a big one.
Some of the shit, you know, some of the shit my daughter comes home and says, you know, I'm like, wait, that's not how it happened. And, you know, I mean, there was a lot, you know, I mean,
Jesus showed up on the seriously. Santa Maria, took over Massachusetts.
No, they're
putting out, I hate Iraqis.
They're putting out books about geoengineering and chemtrailing to little kids in schools. Talking about what's protecting us from the sun, so we have to do this, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also saying that the polar bears are dying because of global warming. Oh, the poor polar bear. Oh, exactly. They can't swim. But meanwhile, the polar bear is the strongest land swimmer ever. and out of all mammals, and he doesn't swim on land, but he's a land mammal.
The Rockefeller family won't take us off oil.
And the polar ice caps have record growth. So global warming is bullshit.
Yeah, it's cold as a motherfucker today.
Yes, it is. Chilly.
Oh, well, how about this for a prediction? Take it back to oil. How low do you think the prices of gas is going to go? 209?
Oh,
that's insane. Well,
no, we're like a high state, actually.
And it's going to go through the fucking...
Considering how much we're pumping out of the ground.
What is going on?
I think it's going to fucking skyrocket. I think it's going to hit...
And then come back, go like $12 a gallon.
Like, no, I think it'll average around like fucking 10. Five ten or something. 5.10, 5.25
a gallon. They're getting everybody used to this nice, cheap gas, and then they're going to fucking... Good old Standard Oil style and fucking jack up that price. They're going to push out all their little small competitors that they have right now. And they'll clear the market of all the little small guys and they'll get the higher players in the game. Just like a poker game.
Oh, yeah. No, and I will
say
this.
They lower the price, get them out, and then boom, raise the right price back up and make a whole bunch more money. And whoever could stay in makes the money.
Yeah.
Whoever could.
It's a split fucking pot.
By the end of 2015, we will see $5 a gallon.
Okay, that's a prediction.
That's a prediction on that. I would say that.
I'm going to say more. I'm going to say
probably more.
$6-$7, somewhere in between $6 and change.
By this time next year.
Yeah.
I'm saying here, you know.
What else are we talking about?
I don't know.
I'm not moving to Hawaii yet.
Me neither.
There's like a town down in California that they hit like almost like 75 cents higher than anywhere else in the country just because they're so far out of the fucking way or some shit. I'm like, really? Have you fucking been to Eastern Montana?
Okay. I don't know. It's frightening seeing gasoline drop that fast. To go, I'm getting signaled by management that it's break time.
Hitting the head with
something. Intel scanner prediction.
Next segment will be laced with all kinds of goodies, explosions, and loud noises.
Mexican super meth coming over the border. It's frightening. Ebola, terrorists,
volcanoes erupting, earthquakes,
the student loan bubble,
Yellowstone,
dollar crashing,
the dollar crashing
into oblivion,
the ruble.
We were
Jeffrey Epstein's sex scandal.
Gallons of milk, $10 a gallon. Gasoline, $10 a gallon.
Bread.
Loaves of bread. You can't even get a loaf of bread right now.
$8 a loaf.
I mean, we're all out of Soylent Green. I know it's Tuesday, but...
They have Soylent Yellow.
We're all out
of Soylent Yellow, though. But everybody liked the green, because green was the best. All right, well, we got to go break. Management's getting all fucking pissy.
That's a bunch of songs from Montana.
Remember my face. It's from the soul. This is my life and I'ma live it to the full. And you already know when I'm in the studio, I just go with the flow. Just kick back, relax and enjoy the show. Get noticed when you don't try. So I stay focused and so high. You know this, I won't lie. I'm so blissed, J-O-Y. You so pissed and don't know why. With the hating and discriminating and start loving. I'm making dough and baking it in a hot oven. So I can spend all my money on time in the booth. Anybody that know me know that I am the truth. Yeah, I'm as real as it gets, dude. And if you wanna make music, then let's do it. I eat and breathe music, cause music is my life. I'm married to the game, my music is my wife. Let the fake get faker and the real get realer. I'm a money maker, don't call me a drug dealer. Got money in my pocket, got enough to get by. Little bit of weed, but not enough to get high. So I sip on the aim and I drink too much. Let my thoughts fade, cause I think too much. Drop the 808 and turn my music up. Let my music play, let my music bump. Is it foolish to want more for myself? To be more concerned about my music than about my health? I got the paper covered like the books on my shelf. And I'm always freestyling like I'm talking to myself. I write raps in my sleep wearing nightcaps. I guess you could say I have some tight naps. But despite that, I might snap. Cause all you pussies wanna push me. You better listen up, cause you ain't gonna shush me. But I go harder on the track than a steel train. When people listen to my music, they can feel pain. The pain that I have, but I use it to my benefit. This just the beginning and not the end of it. And right from the start, it's been right from the heart. People gassing you up, you might wanna fart. And I'ma keep shitting on all you other suckers. Keep spinning by money, you ain't get motherfuckers. Let the fake get faker and the real get realer. I'm a money maker, don't call me a drug dealer. Got money in my pocket, got enough to get by. Little bit of weed, but not enough to get high. So I sip on the aim and I drink too much. Let my thoughts fade, cause I think too much. Drop the 808 and turn my music up. Let my music play, let my music bump. As I turn the page to verse 3, I'm hoping for the best and expecting the worst, G. Cause sometimes it's all you can do, especially when you don't wanna be ignored, but you tend to. I want nothing more than just to be heard. That's why I put my heart and soul into every word. I tell my girl I love her and my homies stay up. Some people know me as Jay, but most know me as J-Dub. I say what I wanna say, pray when I wanna pray. Then I wanna hate, will I live to see another day? Live for the day, so fuck yesterday. Let go of the past and throw the stress away. Why should I ask anybody any questions? Well, most of them haven't learned any lessons. We all make mistakes, but how many confessions? With so many fakes, I'm under the impression. The fake get faker and the real get realer. I'm a money maker, don't call me a drug dealer. Got money in my pocket, got enough to get by. Little bit of weed, but not enough to get high. So I sip on the aim and I drink too much. Let my thoughts fade, cause I think too much. Drop the 808 and turn my music up. Let my music play, let my music bump.
Intel Scanner, back on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Predictions for 2015.
The ultimate predictions for the upcoming year. Are you ready for pole shifting, hemispheric
pole shift
changing?
Yeah, that's another
insanity
thing.
The poles are shifting more towards Siberia at an accelerated rate.
Both of them?
Well,
both
no.
Of them?
No, apparently the north magnetic pole is moving at an accelerated rate towards Siberia. And
well, then the South Pole would have to move too. Then.
It is, yeah, it is in our history, our geologic record, that the poles do shift.
I think our seasons are going to change. Our tilt's going to be different.
You think aliens will finally
no
make an appearance? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're not going to reveal their presence. Reveal your presence, alien.
You gotta think, if they were, it would take probably another 1,000 years before they ever even got a radio signal that we sent out like 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
You don't think they're already here?
I think they've already been here, maybe. They've had already been here.
Something. They're finding all sorts of pyramids around the planet. They just found some more pyramids off the water in Portugal. They found some big, huge pyramids right underwater.
I don't know. You got to think. I mean, is that simple of a fucking structure that the human mind can fucking, you know, build? Because it's not replicated in nature that much. The perfect fucking pyramid or even a four-sided tapered fucking building. I mean, you don't really see that replicated in, I mean, towers, you know, for trees, you know, you can understand that. You know.
So no aliens coming, huh?
Not yet. No, we're fucking each other up too much. I mean, if we set off a couple of bombs, yeah. Yeah, that's what I think happened back in the 40s. We set off some bombs, and they're like, we better go check that shit out. And then all of a sudden, and then, you know, that's when, it's after the bombs went off, that's when, like, oh, there's aliens everywhere.
My prediction, North Korea nukes the South. South Korea.
Nukes them.
Yeah.
With a small to medium yield nuclear device.
Made in China.
Huh. That's quite the prediction. That's fucking frightening.
Crazy.
They might nuke us. I wouldn't be surprised if they fucking send off a missile towards us. Just because of this fucking little Sony hack thing. I mean, this is... You got...
Sony hack. That's...
Well, is it going to be... Or either that or ISIS gets a nuke and... uses it somewhere.
So you think you're predicting that there will be a nuclear explosion?
Yeah,
that's yep. That's a solid prediction.
I heard ISIS has like 11 747s.
Dude, I heard ISIS has your mom.
They pass her around kind of.
So they would have to do something like use a nuke to do the next like false flag event that would to actually make it get what they want done, to implement a total police state and tyranny, militarize everywhere, no one's ever gonna do this again kind of attitude. I don't, you know, I mean, torture, rape, death, murder, new brand new big prison camps of interrogation, and
that's already all built. They already have
they're ready for all that.
This is how it'll go down. It'll be North Korea, Russia, China, or something. They'll nuke us. We'll start going to war with them. The protest will come out. No nukes, no nukes. You know, all that fucking shit, you know? Remember Nam, all the protests for that?
No, none of us do.
No? Okay.
No, I don't. I really don't see any of the big nations going nuclear because
there's no
that's
way.
Mutually assured destruction.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
Well, what do we think about these two things tie into each other, Ebola and Obamacare? You think Obamacare is going to be
really implemented? Cover it.
I don't. But because they wanted Obamacare to come in really strong this year, right? So Ebola would be a really, really strong catalyst, right, to activate Obamacare into full swing.
Mm-hmm. I bet you got to sign up before you get treated when you're at the ER.
Yep. Think about think about how many people they could get to sign their life away to Obamacare just by running some hype shit on the news.
Oh, yeah.
No, real Ebola, nothing happened. They just do big red alert, Fox News, CNN, fucking Diane Idiot Sawyer.
Epidemic.
You need to get your shot now, and fucking Obama comes on the thing, and Durga Durga. It's fucking, think about how many people they would get. I'll give you everything. Fucking Jeffrey Epstein can have my children. Fucking just, I just don't want to die. That's fucking bullshit.
Well, I mean, that's what the TV's there for.
It is. To sell Obamacare. Obamacare, because Obama cares. Ding, ding, ding.
No.
How's Obamacare going to tie in with this whole amnesty thing, and we're going to be millions more people coming here?
Amnesty. Yeah, we need to make a prediction on amnesty.
They already got driver's licenses down in California.
Yeah, I've already been down there. I got three different fucking aliases now.
So all these people will qualify for Obamacare, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that's who they want.
Yeah, they definitely want them all to sign up.
I don't even know what Obamacare is exactly.
Health insurance.
The Affordable Health Care Act.
Health
doesn't
insurance.
Doesn't sound affordable, actually.
If you don't work and you have kids, then it's affordable. But if you're like a single guy and you work a full-time job and you take care of yourself somewhat decently, it costs you up the fucking ass.
Oh, great.
That's where they get the fucking money for it. Is, you know.
I don't know if they're going to get away with Obamacare. I don't know. What's the prediction on Obamacare? It's going to get fully implemented?
It's going to either be fully implemented, and we're going to see a whole bunch of people getting put in prison because they don't have health insurance.
Yeah. That's what, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see new...
Enforced prison health care.
New IRS enforcement agents.
Yeah.
As the police departments shrink a little bit.
Mm. You already got car insurance enforcement agents.
Doing SWAT team style raids on people, though. The IRS SWAT teams are going to be the new thing. They'll probably call them something else. IRS. Not SWAT, but the IRS enforcement
unit. No, it'll be something unit. Nice.
It shows up like a tactical squad and fucking all
just oh, dude.
Flashbang your house and shit.
IRSF. ICSF.
It's the IRSF, huh?
Internal Revenue Services Forces.
Forces. Wow.
They'll show up in like...
IRSF. Yeah. If that ends up becoming a thing, I'm going to go fucking...
join.
I'm going to go join them. Yeah. I'll be like, look, I wrote the book. I already saw this all coming, bro. Like, you can just put me at like... You can commission me like a captain in the field. Ready to do this. I got a YouTube channel and everything ready to fucking activate. Well, I wanted to ask about Ebola. Any predictions on Ebola? We think that's even going to be a thing.
It's still going strong. I guess the latest numbers up to like fucking shit. It's up to like 18,000 or something. I don't know. It's still going strong over there. We're just not. Nobody's flying back here with it, I guess.
Oh, well, that sounds fun. I'm glad they shut that down.
You know, but I still think it's gonna spread. Incubation.
We'll have a vaccine deployed this year.
You think they'll have an actual Ebola and vaccine?
Possibly mandatory under Obamacare.
Whoa, there we are. That's the prediction.
Wow.
That's the prediction I was looking for.
Mandatory vaccinations.
Now we can move on from that. Yep. We're looking for mandatory vaccinations.
With a RFID chip inside of it.
With most likely, yes. Yep.
Because they can make those things fucking little now. Like the width of a fucking human hair. I mean, little.
Nanotech little.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know.
They can fly it up with nanotech drones, like right up your sinus.
You can just be breathing it in. You can just get sprayed on while you're waiting in line at fucking Disneyland for a ride.
Dude, they're in a van 3 fucking blocks away. Just flying it with little nano drones right up into your nose.
Perfect chip. How do you like me now? That's freaking me out, man. You're saying there's nano chips flying around just all over the place, willy nilly.
There could be.
Oh, like willy nilly, going up people's noses.
It's in
and
your
stuff.
It's in your soda pop.
It's everywhere. Drink soda.
There's nano tech and nanoparticles everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just you can't even see.
Just being nano-y.
Did you see the invisibility cloak? There's video of it. It's frightening. Like real deal. Throw it over you, and it reflects light and. So, I mean, there's some scary tech coming out. Any predictions on technology coming out?
They got the fucking laser. The Navy, that big old fucking laser. Mm. Costs like a penny to shoot. I mean, and yeah, it's over now. It's, yeah, because now they can just set that fucker up and...
Could this be the year we finally blow up the moon?
It's overdue. Or should we actually land there for once? That would be great, too.
See, they keep on, China keeps on trying to fucking go there, but I don't think they've actually set foot there yet. Nobody's set foot there since we have.
I wonder why that is.
Boy.
Let's not
even debate this. We're not even
again?
Doing a, we're not doing a moon landing show tonight. Another time.
So we're not going to the moon this year.
So predictions. Are we actually going to make it to the moon this year, yes or no?
Well, no.
Trick question.
No, well, we're not going.
There's no plans to go there.
No, yeah, we're
no
not.
No point.
NASA's kind of slowing down.
NASA's budget is pretty well fixed at like $22 billion right now or something.
And yeah, they got Mars and shit to be worried
most
about.
That's just wages to these fucking idiots who swim around in the tanks and just in case we go out and do something. Yeah. NASA, that's a complete waste of a budget, right? What if they produced... other than death technology, other than technology to kill people, what else have they really been a part of?
Microchips.
Which is technology to kill people.
Well, my phone has one,
well,
too.
Well, it's letting us do this broadcast.
True. True. Okay,
I think NASA's pretty cool. But yeah. I am biased, too.
Yeah.
So will NASA do anything cool? Any predictions on NASA? Are they going
to No, they don't have the money to do much cool.
They're not really doing anything anymore.
We might get some fucking pictures. We might discover a couple. We're discovering planets all
the fucking time. SpaceX will get their vertical landing rocket.
Oh yeah.
Going though. They had to scrub the launch today, but they've almost got it.
So no cool technology predictions.
I think SpaceX is going to SpaceX isn't Virgin Galactic gonna be up and running here soon. That's where they take on flights into space and back, you know.
Yeah, they're suborbital flights.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Isn't it already?
Yeah, so millionaires are gonna have fun.
Like always.
What are they gonna come out technology wise this year for the rest of us?
This one, you got the smartwatch.
Yippity.
Dish Network is rolling out their internet TV service.
Yeah.
Oh. To compete with
Netflix. Yeah.
And
everybody's mad at Netflix.
Oh yeah, they're living.
Yeah, everybody's not liking that whole muscle your way in platform.
Good. We need more competitors in that space.
No, they didn't even muscle. They just kind of eased in. They're like $8 a month. Watch whatever the fuck you want.
Right. Had a huge Hulu list jumped to in. All this shit.
Yeah, they just started renting DVDs in the mail. You know.
Well, how the guy did it was. He went to college, but he was running a manager of a movie store, and he became the manager of like 8 movie stores and then 20 movie stores, and he had all these connections to these different people that owned the rights to all these different TV shows and movies and different things that they were renting. This was back when they still had the box store. It was like Hollywood Video or something.
Yeah.
And so this guy had all these connections, and when he saw the box stores starting to close and everything go to the internet, he started making deals with these different connections he had that he already had established through the place he worked for. And that guy is still the CEO of Netflix. I read a thing on it.
That's why.
And that's, yeah, just it was. He was just right place, right time, and made all the right fucking moves. Idea, he's not some connected guy. He made his way in. I mean, yeah, he is educated, though.
That's why you have all that old shit on there from so long ago, because, I mean, you can buy those rights for, I mean, pennies on the fucking dollar.
And he did. He talked people to invest in it. He was like, look, this is all going to the internet. He convinced his investors. This is all going to the internet. Telling you.
Once the streaming came in, that just mowed over everything. Blockbuster. Blockbuster was huge then.
Yeah, he started out mailing them. That's why they started out in the mail. Because, and then.
And the price really hasn't changed. I found a receipt a little while ago when I had Netflix in 1999. 3 at a time, like $6.99 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all you could get. It was all you could.
Just keep sending them back, and they'll send you 3 more.
That went for a long time. That's a good idea. So Netflix is going to have some competition prediction, of course.
I think Amazon's going to really start to have some financial trouble this year.
Yeah, my
prediction. They still have not made a profit.
What do you mean they haven't made a profit?
They are not a profitable company. They've been running the red for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Really? I thought they were worth like $30 billion.
It's a bubble.
It is, huh?
Any bubbles going to pop this year?
What about the student loan bubble?
Student loan bubble.
That's the one that's looming.
It's looking bad.
That one's getting nasty, isn't it?
The bubs.
They're trying their fucking hardest, too, you know. Go to school. Bub. Everybody just go to school, please.
For nothing. For a degree that you can go get a job at McDonald's now that you have, you know.
Well, they opened up all these for-profit, like, nursing schools and all these other stupid cooking schools and shit. And those things are fucking, those things cost like $25,000. It's like people don't understand that. I mean, you're paying almost 4 times the amount of what your in-state community college is going to cost you.
Yeah.
You can actually probably get a little bit better knowledge over here. It's going to take a little bit more.
No! Time. TV said, I'm going to go cook.
I was reading, there's one school that's offering game scholarships in video games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Read that as well.
I think that's just a cover for like an arts school. They just want to teach you how to make commercials and shit. You don't get it, you know. Only the really good motherfuckers get hired into go play or go fucking make games and shit. If you're like even it's like a B plus, they're like, yeah, you're still gonna go flip fucking burgers or sorry. Thanks for the fucking money, like, though.
Yeah, do this more of a part-time thing, bud.
don't quit your day job.
You're still going to be a bartender.
We do offer this, right? an associates in burger flipping program.
Oh, yeah.
You're still going to be a waitress when you're done with this class, you know? Whatever.
So student loan bubble, Obamacare, Ebola, ISIS... False flag, football
game. Nuclear explosion.
Nuclear explosion.
Somewhere in the U.S. this year. That would be horrible.
IRS formed SWAT teams.
Maybe not a nuclear explosion. I think a domestic terrorist attack. They're going to, you know.
Something like that. It's not going to be like
shooting up a mall or nothing. It's going to be like an Oklahoma City kind of a thing. I think we're going to get something like that. That's got to be coming soon. That's got to be
the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, some shit like that. Like Vegas.
There's been talk about that. I mean,
setting off a truck bomb in Vegas. I mean, that'd be horrible.
Seeing in reality, I mean, with all the surveillance, you can't shove a fucking pin up your ass without having them know that in the fucking.
There'd be no way. You know, how
they can. No one can sneak a fucking bomb.
You can
hide
them down. Sorry, you can just use a U-Haul truck. Fuck, I mean,
it's been done already. It's pretty.
I mean,
well, fuck. How about blow up different portions of the California Aqueduct?
That would fucking suck.
Because they're already. I mean, they're tight already. As it is.
Like kicking them when they're down.
Drive everybody out of California.
So are we predicting a terrorist attack? Something
like it's going to be a domestic one. It's going to be an anti-government one.
Last minute, any final thoughts? Who's going to have a sex scandal this year?
Sex scandal? Well, there's already the big sex scandal. The Jeffrey Epstein, the royal family, all the movie stars, the rock stars, it's all...
Mick Jagger. Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Disappointed.
I got, like, Bill Clinton. I have a little list Bill here. Clinton, Donald Trump. He's friends with Donald Trump. Alec Baldwin.
Alec
Baldwin. Barbara Walters, actually.
Baba Wawa.
Some different model. A former Israeli prime minister, Olmert, Ehud Olmert. Yeah, this guy parties with everybody. He owns his own island out in the Caribbean. That's what I think is going to be the biggest sex scandal this year. Anything else? Intel Scanner.
We love you.
Predictions, 2015.
We're saying it's going down this year. And we just want to hope nothing bad happens. We love you. Thanks for listening.
MT Radio.